Good morning, racing fans, and welcome to the 475th annual Helios Cloud Boat Super Grand Prix. I am three-time cloud boat racing champion Figgis Zantino, here with a play-by-play on every twist, turn, close call, and colossal crash. Here to help me with slow motion, hollow replay, and binary subtitles, my friend, TVPA Mark VI, courtesy of the Ponza Corporation. How's it hanging, TV? Haha, well said. It's a beautiful day here in the helium clouds of Montarlo. This microplanet is renowned for two things, gambling and cloud boat racing. In that order, fortunes will be gained and lost in the choppy wake of these sleek and speedy steeds. It's anyone's race, and the only safe bet is that it will be the most action-packed event of the epoch. Oh, let's hope not, pal. But you never know. I hear they upgraded the fire suppression systems after what happened last time. The racers are now lining up for a qualification. First in line is last year's winner, Guapito Mandibulon. This handsome young cloud boat pilot has been on everyone's beam feed since his spectacular win at last Super Grand Prix. And he's as talented as he is beautiful. 2 months ago, Guapito won the Spiral Arm Star Singer Voice Battle Deathmatch. That high note? Chills. Am I right, TV? Haha, agree to disagree. Well, I think we can all agree that Guapito Mandibulon is the one to watch today on and off the track. A reminder, this hollow beam is brought to you by the Ponza Corporation and Xanthem Gum. Xanthem Gum, it's thickening.
So this is it, QC, the Super Grand Prix. Where do I choose which racing snail to bet on? I like their funny names.
The Super Grand Prix is a cloud boat race, sir.
So I am to watch a flock of drones circle a cloud all afternoon. That sounds lethally dull.
The cloud boats are piloted by living beings, sir, primarily of biological origin.
Do any of the pilots have funny names?
Of the 128 races, 13 have potentially humorous names given the phonetic sounds, pronunciation, or similarity to the name of an anatomical feature. Shall I list them, sir?
No, 'tis not the same. Just show me to the bar. A couple of sky breezes might take the barnacles off this dingy dinghy.
Right this way, sir.
QC?
Yes, sir?
Tell me the body part one.
Dongle forth nipple whacker, sir.
That'll do.
I have your sky breeze, Lord Salamander.
Sweet Solomon's ring, QC. What is this apparition before me? Is it a genie?
I believe it is an advertisement, sir.
But it promised to make my wildest dreams come true.
Most advertisements do, sir.
Well, I suppose I can stop rubbing its lamp, then.
A wise choice, sir. Hollow emitters may contain chemicals known to the planet of Caledonia to cause hyperlupus.
I say, they are bloody everywhere.
Quite so, sir.
Remind me to expose myself to some x-rays when we get home.
If you wish to obtain diagnostic images, I can perform a...
Diagnosis, schmiagnosis. I want the x-ray beams to give me superhuman healing powers.
I do not believe that is how x-rays work, Spacelord.
I do not believe you will be using name-brand batteries anymore, you lousy lead bib.
Very good, sir.
No edge test. Very bad. Feel ashamed.
I am regrettably unable to do so, sir.
Well, try.
Just as you say, Lord Salamander. My utmost apologies, Space Lord. I remain unable to synthesize the feeling of shame. If you have questions or concerns, please contact the Ponza Corporation at 273-4600-0006 West Ponza Drive, 3rd Moon of New Terra, 51738-1.
Fine, then. I guess just get me another drink. It's time to hit the tables. Watch me, QC. I'm about to double my fortune. I have a system.
And what system is that, sir?
Could not be more simple. This orb flies around, and everyone bets on where it will land.
It would appear to be random, sir. How can one make a sure bet?
The patterns, QC. Everything has patterns if you know how to look. I see patterns everywhere. It's called chaos theory. The rhythm of the universe. I have been watching the orb for 3 minutes, and it has landed on taupe every single time.
Do you intend to bet on taupe, sir?
Of course not. It can only be taupe so many times. The next one has to be mauve.
I do not believe probability works that way, sir. What is your bet, Lord Salamander?
Everything on mauve.
Everything, sir?
Are your audio sensors damaged? Too many android rock concerts. Tungstenitis. I mean, everything. The entire account.
I must remind you, sir, your dearest Aunt Berthetrude specifically warned you that if
bring her up again, and I shall... Do not bring her up again, Edge Test, and think of something mean I could do to you.
As you wish, Space Lord. The bet has been placed.
Come on, Mauve. Come on. Not that I'm worried, mind you. Where did it land, QC? I'm half colorblind.
Taupe, sir.
You mean mauve?
The orb is clearly attached to taupe, sir.
Good. I was right to bet on taupe. I knew my system would work.
You bet on mauve, sir.
What are you saying?
You have lost the bet, Space Lord. Your account is empty.
Well, place another bet and double it. I can win everything back.
You do not have any capital with which to bet, sir. You are, as they say, skint.
What about you? I can put you on long odds and win at least half back, right?
In terms of gambling, sir, I have no value.
You can say that again.
In terms of gambling, sir, I have...
Damn it, Edge Test, shut your speaker hole!
Forgive me, sir, but the casino has provided complimentary drinks on the assumption you will keep gambling. Shall I inform them of your inability to do so?
Lower your amplitude, you technological tattletale. I want everything I can get out of this place, legally or... Oops!
Hey, watch your step!
Pardon me, Miss, Detective LaFemme, what a pleasure to see you.
Quiet, I'm undercover. What are you doing here?
C'est le Super Grand Prix. I'm here to witness the spectacle.
And gamble, I assume.
Oh, I might place a few small bets for fun, nothing I'm not prepared to lose.
Smart. I feel bad for the people who lose everything because these places exploit their addictive personality. Of course, you also have idiots trying to show off and blow it doing something stupid. They deserve what they get. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a pilot to fawn over.
Which one?
The hot one. Gaupito Mandibulon. I'm posing as a groupie.
Well, he's not that hot.
I guess if you're not into athletic ability, a beautiful face, and musical talent, sure. I'm just here to do my job, so don't talk to me again unless you see something fishy. My undercover name is Lana Walker.
Copy that, Miss Walker. Wink, wink. Your secret is safe with...
Ah! Oh my god, it's him! Gaupito, I'm coming!
What nonsense. All this adoration for 6 hours of turning left. I say, QC. How does anyone go in for this twaddle?
The circuit's fairly boggled, sir.
Anyway, I should buy a boat. What do you mean I cannot afford a cloud racing boat? I am the picture of affluence.
Your fortune was lost at the Orbulette table, sir.
A minor setback. What about financing? I am down with OAC.
Your credit was significantly damaged by your failure to pay Victoria House.
The music by mail subscription service?
Indeed, sir.
When the hell was that?
11 years ago, sir. You signed up to receive a copy of the compilation holo album, Big Booty Slam Jams of 3000s. You have yet to cancel the service.
Bloody swindlers. I suppose I shall have to get creative. Let us sidle into this cloudboat garage and obtain something stylish. How about this one? It even has a name. The Sterling Arrow. Sounds like a winner.
Do you intend to steal this cloud boat, sir?
Stealing is what petty crooks do. I am commandeering it. As soon as the race is finished, I shall return it without a scratch. Now, help me to get in.
My ethics protocols prevent me from insisting in the theft of any sort.
I don't need you to hotwire it, Goody Two Jets. Stand still so I can step on your head and climb in.
Of course, Space Lord. But I must inquire. Do you know how to pilot a cloud boat?
Hold still, you faltering footstool. If pretty-faced Fandangulon can do it, it cannot be that difficult. Aha! The owner left their key card in the sun visor. What a moon calf. They deserve to have their cloud boat stolen. I mean commandeered. Now, climb in. We only have 4 cycles to forge a license and get to the starting line.
The starting line? Are you going to compete in the Super Grand Prix, sir?
No edge test. I'm going to win the Super Grand Prix.
This is it, sports fans. The biggest race since the Big Bang is about to begin. You have seen these racers put through their pacers all day, and it's time to test their mettle as they put the pedal to the metal and steam like a kettle. Fair enough, TV. Maybe that freestyle rapping masterclass was a waste of money, but there's a nice way to stay it. We're on a live holocast here. What's this, racing fans? It seems a new pilot has pulled up to the line. Backed up to the line, actually. That's a strategy we've not seen before. I can't imagine it will pay off. But this mystery racer had better be ready to go. The countdown is on. And they're off. Mandibulon takes the lead. The rest of the pack is not far behind, except... Hold on, folks. It seems our mystery racer has blasted off in the wrong direction. If they can't turn it around but soon, the only finish they're headed for is a quick disqualification.
Look at that, QC! Already in the lead by a parsec. I knew I would be good at this.
This is not the lead, sir. You're moving backwards. Also...
Your accelerometer is clearly confused, my simple droid. We are blasting forth with incredible celerity.
Physically, yes, sir, but the racetrack is... Space Lord, the engines will overheat if you continue at this pace. Metal under tension...
Listen to it howl and roar, QC, I say. Now
sir,
this
if
is cloud boat racing.
Not pull up over before the other racers lap you, then...
Lap me? They will be lucky to finish on the same day. I cannot even see them in the rear view screen. Surely victory is at hand. Did you just sigh at me, Edge Test? Do you not remember what I said about that?
I was attempting to cool the engine, sir. They are reaching their maximum tolerance.
As am I with your whining. Now hold on, Spider Monkey, I'm going round the twist.
Ladies and gentlemen, beings and vapors, this is unlike anything we have seen before. The mystery racer is approaching the halfway point, as are the racers from the other direction. A head-on collision at this speed could vaporize any one of those boats. Hold on. The backward craft is slowing down. It's smoking. This might be what you were hoping for, TV. You sick bastard.
Oh, Fartleberries.
There goes the foam. It's hard to see what's going on, folks. The racers have entered the cloud of fire suppression foam enveloping the track. The other racers are clearing the foam now, but it sounds like a few of them didn't make it. I don't see Mandibulon or our mystery racer anywhere. According to Super Grand Prix rules, in the event of a major crash, first past the post is the winner. And one cloud boat is almost there. There's still some foam obscuring my view, TV. Can you see who it is? Okay, I'm sorry I called you a bastard. Let's let bygones be bygones, okay? History is being made here. The foam is clearing, and it looks like the winner is... Dongleforth Nipplewhacker! Who can believe it? Dongleforth was so far behind the pack that he avoided the crash. What an upset! This is truly a day to remember. A wild finish to the 475th annual Cloudboat Super Grand Prix, brought to you by the Ponza Corporation. Thanks to everyone tuning in at home, and remember, folks... Try Xanthan Gum. Xanthan Gum, it's thickening.
Did we win?
No, sir. I was barely able to pull you from the wreckage before the boat exploded.
Damn. I guess just get me a drink. Moon whiskey with a moon whiskey chaser.
Sir.
Fragging bollocks I forgot. I am penniless. A busted tatterdemalion. Fetch me a bindle for whatever effects I still retain, and I shall shuffle back whence I... Oof. Watch where you're going with you... Detective Lef... Lana? Miss Walker. Fancy meeting you here.
Just heading out. You can drop the act. We got our guy. Why are you all foamy?
The privilege of a front row seat at these events is accompanied by the excitement of danger. I am nothing if not courageous. Of course, I will have to invest in another bespoke ascot. Next time I shall wear a stylish poncho.
What happened to your eyebrows?
Hyperlupus.
Ooh, I'm so sorry. I've heard those treatments are awful. You must feel so weak.
No, I'm strong as a gorilla corn. I mean, I donated them to that charity thing for sick kids. Brows of Benevolence.
That was quite a sacrifice. You look really stupid, but I'm sure you helped someone else feel better.
That's what I do, just helping people out.
Speaking of, I have to go help Mandibulon. Turns out he was paid to throw the race. He refused to sacrifice his integrity and risk disfigurement by the mob. That track accident is the only thing that kept him alive and beautiful.
Hooray.
That mystery driver also helped us draw out notorious crime boss Jimmy Goomblatz. In a way, that backwards pilot is a hero.
Well, you know, it was
too bad they recklessly endangered so many lives. If we find them, they are going to space jail for a long time.
It was actually a stupid idea, but I'm glad it worked out for you and, Gumbo?
Guapito, yeah. Gotta go. Take care, Sanders.
Salamander, Space Lord, damn it, she's gone. Fetch me a drink. Fetch me a drink, QC. Moon whiskey with a moon whiskey chaser. Damn it again, I'm still pauperized.
About that, sir.
Yes?
I took the liberty of placing a small bet on one of the pilots based on your previous interests.
And?
It was Dongleforth Nipplewhacker, sir.
And?
He won the race, sir. At the largest odds on the board. You have regained your account and some extra.
By Jove, you cheeky chuckbin. I told you I was a master gambler. Now let's hit the Orbulet table and make some real money.
Given the state of your attire and your current follicular deficiencies, it may be prudent to retire to the space mega yacht Narcissus for a freshening up.
I bet it would, my droid. I say, you can be a damn good fellow sometimes.
Why, thank you, sir. If you wish to leave a positive rating, contact the Panzer Corporation at 273-460-0000.
Don't ruin it.
This has been a production of the NeverRad Miscellany. The NeverRad Miscellany is produced and directed by Conrad Mishuk. The credits are read by Matt Brayman. The videography on our YouTube channel is done by David Portillo. A Gentleman About Space is written by Matt Brayman with sound and music by Matt Brayman. Space Lord Caesar Salamander is played by Conrad Mishuk. QC Edge Test is played by William Crook. Figus Zantino is played by Rico Machado Torres. Detective Saoirse LaFemme is played by Brianna Kittle. This episode was edited by Conrad Mishuk. The NeverRad Miscellany is proudly produced in Phoenix, Arizona, and usually performed live. If you're going to be in town, check out NeverRad.com for future show information. Visit NeverRad.com for news, extras, and more episodes. There are transcriptions on the website if you would like to read along. You can find the live videos of the episodes at NeverRad.com/YouTube. Get wonderful benefits by becoming a subscription donor at neverrad.com/Patreon. Please send any questions or comments to info@neverrad.com. If you are a miscellanist working in the field, you may call and leave us a report of your strange and interesting findings at 224-CALL-RAD. That's 224-225-5723. If you're a local Phoenix, Arizona writer or voice actor, visit neverrad.com to apply to join us. If you like the NeverRad Miscellany, be sure to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting service and connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com/neverrad, Tumblr, neverrad.tumblr.com, Instagram, @never.rad, and Twitter, @neverrad. Special thanks to the Rebel Lounge, the Duck and Decanter, our Patreon patrons, especially Valerie and your real dad, and the live audience. Miscellaneous fact number 2929. Earth is located in the less fashionable side of the solar system.